The Morning Brew is brought to you by West Rock Coffee.
It's time for your Morning Brew. Grab a cup of Joe and get caught up on everything you need to know. Here's Schlereth and Evans.
We're very fortunate to have Jimmy here as their number two quarterback, and especially when your starter gets hurt, it's good to know the experience and how good of a player he is. I feel like we've lost our starting quarterback. This would be, I think, the fourth time in 6 years, so we have been in this before, and I do feel we're a little more prepared with our backup right now, so I'm happy for that.
Yeah, Kyle Shanahan, you're a better team with your backup. You have legitimate aspirations of winning your division, maybe even winning the NFC with your backup quarterback. And that's the guy that's going to be quarterbacking the 49ers coming here on Sunday night. Yeah. So, Mark, as you look at the 49ers, you just called them last week in their game, their win over Seattle. What are the biggest challenges they're going to present to the Broncos as we kick off 49er week?
One, they have the best run game in football, even without Trey Lance. You lose that element of the quarterback running, but they still have the best run game in football. They are the most dialed in. They attack your weakness. They do a great job of exploiting that. It doesn't matter who the running back is. They're all trained the same. They're phenomenal. Then defensively, they've got what I would call the best linebacking core in football. All three guys. They've got the best middle linebacker in football in Fred Warner. They've got one of the best edges in Nick Bosa. They're nine deep on the defensive line. They come at you in waves. They are a legit. You know, it's interesting. I've had 2 weeks in a row now where I had Philadelphia week one and San Francisco week two. And now I haven't looked at everybody in the NFC, right? I haven't looked at every team. But just top to bottom roster with not only talent and depth, maybe the two best rosters in football. And that's who you're facing.
Broncos got their hands full. Next on the Morning Brew.
Yeah, it was a relief. I didn't want to play out the season without a deal. I didn't want to talk about it and think about it. I just want to be part of the team and try to win another cup this season. And big weight off my shoulders. Obviously, really lucky to get a deal like this. And, yeah, it feels great.
Big weight off all our shoulders. It's done. Yeah. Nathan McKinnon, the contract that we have been hearing about for a long time, got done. He's now the highest paid player in the NHL. Well deserved. You're talking easily about one of the top 3 to 5 players in the entire world, in the entire league. He's in his prime. And I think the big thing now, Mark, is that this is a guy who he's gotten that giant monkey off his back, right? It was just a little over a year ago after they got upset by Vegas that he's sitting there saying, disconsolate. I'm going into my ninth year. I haven't done bleep in this league.
Yeah.
And this is a guy who burns hot. This is a guy who puts a lot of pressure on himself and his teammates. And it was one of the best images of them winning the cup was just seeing this guy smile. Wow, he can smile. And he's getting drunk, getting hammered, having fun. I understand that now that he's got this Stanley Cup and now that he's got, I think his game's going to go, hard to believe, to another higher level.
I love, from an organizational standpoint, rewarding the guys who do it right. And not only, you know, the way he plays on the ice, not only just sublime skill level, but effort, playing both ends of the ice, 200 foot, you know, whatever cliche you want to throw in there about Nathan McKinnon, you know, playing defense, like he does it all, Mike. And, oh, by the way, changing the whole organization's dietary restrictions, right? Yeah, but you want to talk about attention to detail. Hey, not only am I the hardest player and the best player on your team, but the hardest worker on your team. And not only do I grind during practice, but I change the way we eat as an organization. You've got to reward those guys because it sets a tone of what you're. Like, we talk about culture all the time. He creates the culture in the organization. Good for the ass for getting it done. It's awesome.
Next on the Morning Brew.
There it is, ladies and gentlemen. The great Mark Schlereth.
You might be wondering, why are you showing up in the brew?
Yeah, why am I showing up in the brew? I haven't looked at the rundown.
Let's try this on for size, everybody. Mark Schlereth, Pro Football Hall of Famer. Yes, the list of 129 modern era nominees for the Pro Football Hall of Fame class of 2023 has been announced. 11 former Broncos made the first cut. They include Rod Smith, Tom Nalen, Jason Elam, Wes Welker, Neil Smith, DeMarcus Ware, Al Wilson, Dre Bly, Simeon Rice, who's here for a bit, Seth Joyner, who is here for a bit, and yes, ladies and gentlemen, one of the 129, Mark Schlereth.
All right, well, first
congratulations.
Off, well, thank you. The first off, Rod Smith, yes. Tommy Nalen, yes. The rest of the guys you mentioned made their names elsewhere.
Right.
Like, I think of DeMarcus Ware still as a, you know, Dallas Cowboy. I think of...
Thinking Neil Smith is a Kansas City Chief?
Yes.
Really? Okay.
Yeah, I mean, that's where he played the majority of
his career. Al Wilson.
Al Wilson, yes.
Authentic.
Authentic.
Bronco through and through. Wes Welker. Yeah.
Yeah.
Patriot.
Yeah. All that. A couple of years ago, kind of my height of my ESPN days, I was in the top. I was made it to the top 50.
I remember that.
Like,
yeah.
Three or four, like, I don't know how many times it was. It was a couple times anyhow. But yeah, what an honor. Woohoo. Whoop-dee-doo, Basil.
Oh, come on. Stop it. I can't believe I'm the one that needs to pump you up. Pump your tires.
No, it's
you're
not
talking good. About but, you're on the first cut. Now you won't make it to the last cut. I know that, but mm-hmm. Who cares? You made a cut. When it comes to the Pro Football Hall of Fame,
well, that was pretty
dude,
good,
that's
Mike.
Awesome.
That was pretty good. You know, I mean, can you imagine? Well, what would my career have been if I wasn't hurt all the time? I was hurt all the time.
Yeah. If you were not hurt,
yeah. Who knows?
I think you would have at least made it to the next cut.
Maybe. You never know.
Never know.
Well, no. You never know. No, it's an honor.
Totally
Thank
genuine.
You. I appreciate
Congratulations.
It.
Congratulations. That is very, very cool. Next on the Morning Brew.
Six innings, three runs in Denver. A lot of times, W. Tonight it didn't happen.
Oh, I don't know why that cracks me up.
Yeah,
that's some good analysis right there from Bud Black.
Yeah.
Six innings, three runs in Denver. A lot of times, W.
Yeah.
Tonight it didn't happen.
Didn't happen, no.
You know what?
Well, first of all, he's talking about Kyle Freeland, by the way. That was the Kyle Freeland start.
Yeah, most of the time it in Colorado doesn't happen. You know, if you're somewhere else, yeah. Here, not so much. How's your second half prediction going now?
I'm still hanging.
Are you still plus two now? You're plus two now. Yesterday, you were going into the game, you were plus three. So now you're plus two.
Well, no, they were 11 games under 500 in the first half, and they were eight. Yes, so I'm still...
You're up two.
I'm up two.
You're up two.
Plus two in the loss column.
You're plus two in the loss column.
You know me, there's a chance.
You know me, this time of year, I love focusing on the loss column.
They got a couple series against the Giants, that series against the Padres, and six games in a row in L.A.
Yeah.
I feel pretty good about my chance that you're going to bow down to me and apologize.
We'll see who takes the knee. But as we look forward to next year and try to look for signs of encouragement.
Uh-huh.
Kyle Freeland. Wait, he's closing out the season.
Yeah.
He's been pitching pretty well.
Yeah. Well, you heard Bud Black. Six innings, three runs. In Colorado, most of the time you're going to get a win. Or sometimes you get a win.
Not tonight.
Or occasionally you get a win.
A lot of times, W. Tonight you didn't win.
A lot of times, W.
Not Bud tonight. Black. Not tonight.
I love Bud Black.
Not tonight. You're Colorado Rockies.
I'm a big Bud Black fan. Yeah. I love Bud.
Actually, I was reading really quick. I was reading a national article on baseball, and they were talking about managers who could be in danger of getting fired.
Right.
And Bud Black was listed as possibly, but probably not.
Right.
And the little summary they had of Bud Black is Bud Black is an outstanding manager, but he is forever doomed by the Rockies' lack of a coherent plan. That's what they wrote.
Yeah.
And you know what? I can't disagree with that.
Right.
We're also going to try to shorten some necks.
There you go. Way to go, buddy.
All right. That is what's going on with the Morning Brew.